and roller who'd love to rock and roll again. He keeps thinking about the time when everything was going for him. He just dreams away about those good old days. And will it happen again?
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm pleased to present a man who sings a lot about dreaming. His name is Jimmy Clanton. Jimmy, I think it's fair to say that you're the dream guy.
Well, that's pretty accurate. I guess my favorite kind of songs all have to do with dreaming about a girl, and I love love songs, and that's all part of dreaming. So I would say, yeah, that fits me pretty well.
And we're going to close the show with that particular song, which is called, what is the title of that song?
Old Rock and Roller.
Jimmy, could you tell me where you were born and raised and how you got into music?
I was born in Louisiana, down in the Bayou country, and very shortly thereafter, my parents and I moved to Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and that's where I grew up, literally. I went through grade school, junior high school, and high school, and went a year to college to LSU, and got involved in rhythm and blues music in Baton Rouge, eventually started my own group, and then joined up with another group, and we became known as the Rockets, and ended up having an opportunity to make what we called a dub over in New Orleans to find out what our band sounded like. And believe it or not, at the last minute, the man who was doing the recording session said, is there anybody in the band that's got any more songs? And at that time, I just wanted to be a guitar player, and I didn't do a lot of singing, and I ended up saying, well, yeah, I got one song here. So we took up the last 5 minutes of what our $25 paid for, and I did this song, and lo and behold, about a week later, a man came through going into the recording studio to do a major session for Ace Records and happened to hear the playback and liked my style, thought my voice was kind of unique, whatever that means, and he ended up inviting me to New Orleans, and lo and behold, I was invited to sign a contract, and I became a recording artist for Ace Records.
You mentioned this song without mentioning the title. Was this song just a dream?
That's correct.
And this song was written by one of your favorite writers.
Well, it just so happens one of my favorite writers did write that song, yeah.
And what is his name?
His name is Jimmy Clanton. It's one of those things, and believe it or not, it took me about 20 minutes to write it.
Did you write it with a piano or a guitar?
I wrote it with a guitar because I was a guitar player, and I got to be a real good guitar player, so I knew what I was doing. I never intended to be a songwriter. I never thought of it in terms of that. It just kind of blended in with songwriting into a feeling of having been jilted by my old girlfriend, and I was feeling real sorry for myself and sitting around with my guitar, and that's really how the song came about. And I never intended to be a songwriter. I didn't realize a song was going to come forth, but it did, and that was even before the days of little cassette recorders, but I could never forget the song, and that's really how it came about. It was just totally an accident, really just a spontaneous thing.
And based upon what then was a sad experience for you,
that is correct.
You were actually living out your life in the song that you wrote.
That's correct.
Just a dream, just a dream,
just a dream.
All our plans and all our schemes. Never last. Just can't seem to end the past. Just a dream I dreamed in vain. You, I'd only live in pain. Your picture is always with me. I can see.
Get you.
Oh, why do I love you? How can I live in misery? I know that I won't forget you, but now I know it's too late for me.
Hearing this for the first time, I've never done this in an interview, but not too long ago I did a show at a big casino in New Orleans, and that same girl showed up.
Wow.
Yes.
And what did you say? What did she say? Did she know that the song was based on her?
I didn't say much. My wife was there.
Oh, okay.
I understand later that she went over to my wife and asked if she could talk to me for a couple of minutes, and my wife didn't go into details of what she said, but a little later she came out where I was signing autographs and CDs, and I just looked at her and she looked at me and she said hi. I said hello and showed me a picture of one of her grandchildren. I said, oh, that's nice. And it was very, very platonic, and she just kind of went on her way. And after looking at her, I thought, you know, I'm sure glad I'm married to my wife Roxanne.
After you wrote Just a Dream and it made the chart, you had no contact with this other girl at that point?
No, that was it.
When you had your discussion, did you find out if she knew that she was the inspiration?
No, I never went into that. There's probably a good chance that she followed my career, for at least in the first year or two, or 3 years maybe.
But I bet, as Carly Simon might sing, I'll kind of paraphrase what she sang in her song, I kind of bet that girl maybe thinks that song was about her. And it was, as it turns out. Just a dream. Jimmy, I have to tell you, and maybe when you answer this question, it might actually correspond to who I'm thinking of. I'm thinking that there is a certain well-known R&B artist who reminded me of you, or you reminded me of him. And I was wondering if you were influenced by any particular artist, and see if you come up with the one I'm thinking of.
Well, very much so. I would say the two major artists was Ray Charles in the early days, the early 50s, with his style. And I would definitely say the other, as far as love songs and easy blues, a feel to a song, was a fellow by the name of Johnny H.
And Johnny is actually the person that I was thinking of, believe it or not. And I remember Pledging My Love, and then I hear Just a Dream. And I could imagine Johnny H. could have recorded Just a Dream very easily.
Yeah. Definitely.
And had he been around, he might eventually have done it.
That could have been, yeah.
As I listen to the records on Ace, your recordings and Huey Smith's recordings and also Frankie Ford's recordings, there was just that sound. Even though the musicians were different, there was a New Orleans sound and kind of like an Ace record sound even.
That is very true, and that was something that everybody was very keen to as far as listening, because Ace Records, that New Orleans sound, we really did have our own unique style and sound. I guess you could really say it did stick out from a lot of the other recordings in different cities throughout the country.
We're going to move to a song called My Own True Love. When Gone with the Wind came out, you were 1 year old.
That's about right.
And there was a song from Gone with the Wind, which was called Tara's Theme. And I believe later on, lyrics were written to it. I don't think the lyrics were written at the time that the motion picture came out. I think they came about later on. Is that correct? We're talking about My Own True Love.
To this day, I couldn't tell you where I came across the actual words to them.
I assume you saw the movie Gone with the Wind.
Yes, I did.
Did you see Gone with the Wind before you ever recorded that song?
Before. I always just love slow love songs. I don't even recall how I ended up putting that together to record it, but I do know that wherever I go, when I sing that song, people really, really love it.
My own true love. My own true love. At last I found you. My own true love. No lips but yours. No arms but yours.
No arms but yours.
true love. I'm yours forever, my own true love. And by your kiss.
Jimmy Clanton, and Jimmy's on the phone. I'm Ronnie Allen, and this is such a pleasure to be talking to you, Jimmy.
Well, thank you, sir.
There was a motion picture that you did with Alan Freed, and even though the next recording we're going to play is called Go Jimmy Go, the motion picture, I believe, was called Go Johnny Go, but maybe that wasn't even the original title.
No, the actual original title, after Alan Freed offered me the part, it was actually named Johnny Melody, and I played the part of Johnny Melody. But just about the time that we were getting ready to go to Hollywood to begin filming, Chuck Berry simultaneously came out with his incredible hit song, Johnny Be Good. And, of course, that one phrase in his song, Go Johnny Go, was like the national anthem on the radio top 10. And Alan Freed, of course, Chuck Berry being in the movie, and Chuck doing Johnny Be Good in the movie. So Alan thought that this is too perfect, so we're going to change it from Johnny Melody to Go Johnny Go.
So the movie was called Go Johnny Go.
That's correct.
Now, that kind of begs the next question. Was the song Go Jimmy Go from the movie?
No, it was not. Go Jimmy Go was recorded after the movie. That was written by a couple of popular writers by the name of Doc Pomus and Morty Schumann. They wrote some big hits. One of them off the top of my head. They wrote Little Sister.
That was the one that I was going to think of. Little Sister by Elvis, sure.
I'll tell you a quick story about that. After I recorded it in the studio, the background singers came over and they said, this may sound odd, Jimmy. They said, but are you sure you've never recorded this where it said, Go Bobby Go? And I said, no. My name is Jimmy. They said, this is really odd, but we would swear that we did this same song with somebody, and it was Go Bobby Go. I said, well, no. But I don't quite understand that. I forget how much longer it was, because once Go Jimmy Go came out, it climbed to the top 10 faster than any record I ever made. But up-tempo tunes have a habit of going up quickly, but they come down quickly. And that's pretty much what happened with Go Jimmy Go. And I forget what tour it was, but one of the guys on the show was Bobby Rydell, and he came over to me and he said, well, thanks a lot. You stole my song. I said, what are you talking about? He said, well, I recorded that song, Go Bobby Go, before you did. I said, aha. I said, well, you should have put it out. He said, yeah, I see that now.
We're going to listen to it right now. Jimmy Clanton and a song appropriately enough called, at least when he recorded it, Go Jimmy Go.
I told her when it comes to talking, I'm the sweetest, sweet talker in the world. Well, she said, I'm the best young dancer in the land.
kissing. I ain't nothing but a kissing fool. She started to giggle and I told her that our teacher thinks she never learned in school. And she said,
go Jimmy, go. Go Jimmy, go.
Well, I talked her off the floor when she said,
go Jimmy, go. Go Jimmy, go. Go Jimmy, go. Go Jimmy, go.
Go Jimmy, go. But Jimmy, please don't take that literally because we got three more records to play. So can you stay, Jimmy, stay for the next few moments and we can play them? Interesting thing about Go, Jimmy, Go is that the other two recordings that we played in their entirety, Just a Dream and My Own True Love, were ballads. So this was a change of pace for you.
Well, that's correct. And I can't really say what led me to do it other than I did decide to by the New York sound, the New York musicians. I became curious about it, and so I did go to New York and do some sessions.
Well, we're going to get to a song now written by Neil Sedaka. Was this a co-write with Howie Greenfield? I'm talking about Another Sleepless Night.
Howard Greenfield wrote the lyric, and Neil wrote the music. And the way that came about, I was doing a show somewhere in New York, and I don't know if Neil was on that show, but he came up to me and he said, I loved your sound on that song called Just a Dream. And he said, I wrote a song for you. And at first I thought, well, yeah, really? And he went over, there was a piano backstage there. He said, could I play it for you? And I said, sure. And I didn't know what was going to come of it. But he went over and sat down. He began to play it. And I just fell in love with the song immediately. He said, oh, my gosh, Neil. I said, that's absolutely my style all the way. And so I went back to New Orleans to record that with my musicians down in New Orleans.
Well, this was one instance where Jimmy Clanton was not dreaming because he was spending another sleepless night. And we're going to listen to it right now. A great sound from the year 1960.
Another sleepless night. I sit alone and cry. Twilight time till dawn. Memories linger on since we said goodbye. Throughout that sleepless night, no matter what I do, you're always on my mind. And though you're gone, I find I'm still in love with you.
Jimmy Clanton, Another Sleepless Night, and another hit recording. Okay, copies of Venus in Blue Jeans say that Neil Sedaka was the co-writer of this song. Did Neil Sedaka actually write this song, or was it somebody else?
No, Neil did not write that. Howard Greenfield did so many of the lyrics for Neil Sedaka songs, but on that particular song, it was a fellow by the name of Jack Keller who actually wrote the music.
Do you have any idea how come it happened that copies copies of the record had the incorrect information. That's unusual.
I have a feeling that Johnny Vincent, who ran Ace Records, just possibly had a little too much tomato juice one morning and somehow another got that mixed up.
Anything particular about the song that you'd like to
hear? Well, Venus in Blue Jeans was a very unique story because I had recorded a session and I used a horn on this particular session and I needed a third song just to fill out the session. So I was going through a box of demos up at Alden Music where Neil was a part of that company and Howard Greenfield. And so we were just listing some things and I came across that and I like this. I just like the feel of it. I like the melody. And he said, well, no, Jimmy, he said, everybody's looked at it. He says, everybody's turned it down. I was in town for a few days and every time I'd go back to that and I'd say, you know, Howie, I keep thinking about that song. I think I really want to use that as the third song. Finally, he said, well, if you insist. But the thing is, in a very short time, I ended up being inducted in the Army, and so I did the session, and then I went into the service. So now it's a year later, and I'm coming out, and I have nothing new, and I was talking to Johnny Vincent about it. I said, you know, I really would like to get something out real quickly, but I haven't had a chance to write anything or look into other material. And so he really pushed me. He said, you know, we've got these few things in the can that you recorded over a year ago. And he always liked Venus in Blue Jeans. He liked the way the horns were. I said, well, okay, if it's at least something to let people know I am back. Well, I'm sure glad that worked out because as soon as I came back out of the service and started making shows again, and we simultaneously, with me going out on shows, releasing that song, and it just really took off just tremendous. By the way, the reason that the horns were on there is because it was not supposed to be the main song of the session. The other two songs were. And I said, well, why are we using horns on this song? And my arranger said, well, we paid for the horns. We might as well use them. I said, okay. And my arranger on that song was a young lady by the name of Carol King.
Of art. She's the girl who stole my heart. My Venus in blue jeans is a Cinderella I adore. She's my very special angel too, a fairy tale come true. They say there's seven wonders in the world, but what they say is out of date. Seven wonders in the world. I just met number eight. My Venus in blue jeans is everything I hope she be. A teenage goddess from above, and she belongs to me.
Great sound. Venus in Blue Jeans. I've enjoyed this so much, Jimmy. And what's your website?
It's www.jimmyclanton.com.
JimmyClanton.
Yes.
.com.
It's a real good way for folks to be able to see if I would possibly be in their area.
Mm-hmm.
I love to hear from the fans, so they're welcome to email me and
right.
Go ahead and type in, you know,
www.jimmyclanton.com. We're going to close with the song that we opened with briefly, a song called All Rock and Roller. And was this recorded recently?
This was recorded back in the late 70s. It's really just a story of a guy as he gets older, you know, and he's got the gray hair, and he just really always loved it. It's hard to quit and hard to give it up. And once I heard it, I thought, yeah, you know, that'll be me when I'm 80 years old, that I put myself in that position. I ended up recording the song, and it's just been like a favorite of mine, and see how people like it.
There's an old rock and roller who'd love to rock and roll again. He keeps thinking about the time when everything was going for him. He just dreams away about those good old days. And will it happen again? Once it's in the blood, it's so hard letting go. He keeps listening for his voice coming from the radio. He wants a second chance to ask the world to dance. Again, will it happen again? He lives along with his miracle, looks for work that's suitable. He's only trained to be a star, making love to his memories of more than top 10 symphonies. Will he accept things just the way they are? There's an old rock and roller who'd love to rock and roll again. He keeps thinking about the time when everything was going for him. He just dreams away about those good old days. And will it happen again?
That's our show. Now, a couple of bonus tracks from Jimmy Clanton. This was the follow-up hit to Just a Dream, A Letter to an Angel.
I'm writing to say that I still love you, and will come what may. They say I won't find you, that you're in a dream. But dearest darling, you're an angel to me. I see you in the moonlight. I see you in the trees. Oh, how is it possible to love just a dream? So angel, my angel,
I'll close for today and write you tomorrow. Please hear what I say. Close for today and write you tomorrow. So hear what I say.
Finally, Jimmy sings a song with a rather interesting title, Teenage Millionaire.
Oh, I don't give a snap, and I don't give a care. I'm a teenage millionaire. I'm a teenage millionaire. When I'm with you, I walk in any way like a teenage millionaire. I'm a teenage millionaire. I'd go for broke with you if I could bank. Know me as a boy,
oh boy,
without a worry, a boy,
oh boy,
without a care. I'm a teenage millionaire. Yes, a teenage millionaire. Tell me I'm a boy,
oh boy,
without a worry. I'm a boy,
oh boy,
without a care, like a teenage millionaire. I'm a teenage